You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith, and also with Kat Arney. It's relevant we're talking about space weather because later on we'll be talking about space travel and space tourism. Stay tuned to find out. With cases of Ebola having now spread to New York, scientists in America have now developed a cheap and simple test that could be used on the Ebola virus. It uses just a piece of paper and gives an answer in under 20 minutes. The team in Harvard found that cells in a dish can be engineered to make them undergo a colour change when they come into contact with the genetic material of Ebola. If these cells are broken apart and freeze-dried onto pieces of paper, all of the chemical machinery of the cells remains intact and stable for long periods of time at room temperature. To make it active again, you just add a drop of water, which can be in the form even of a sample from a patient. Harvard's Jim Collins discovered the technique.
What we specifically have done is created now sensors that can detect the presence of, for example, antibiotic resistance or the presence of pathogens, including viral pathogens. You could take a sample from a patient, spot them on a paper disc that's been prepared with our material, and see if it changes color. If it changes color, for example, from yellow to purple, it would indicate that you may have a resistant bacterial infection or you may be infected with a certain virus.
This means presumably you could use some of the components in the cells to do, for instance, paper-based tests or to do chemical reactions on a piece of paper that would be really easy to store and transport.
That's correct. What we discovered is that you can take the materials inside a living cell, spot it on paper, we'll flash freeze them, and you now have your prep. We can store them. Keith has stored these for many, many months in his desk drawer. He could then take them out. And we then would just rehydrate them with something as simple as water and either have a trigger that might be a molecular component that we want to detect or a chemical that we want to detect in order to see if something's present and or to initiate the reactions with the machinery that are spotted on these paper discs.
Now, turning to something which is dominating the headlines all over the world and has done for a number of months now, and that's the Ebola crisis. One of the really big frustrations for people working in West Africa is the lack of rapid testing facilities. Could you take what you're doing here and produce a piece of impregnated paper so that people would have a rapid diagnostic for Ebola cases?
In principle, yes. As one of our proof of principle demonstrations in our paper, what we did was in a matter of just 12 hours, develop 24 different sensors using some of the engineered machinery that we invented to detect an element of the virus that would be produced. Our system could give you a readout in 20 to 25 minutes. They cost just pennies. And these sensors could detect very low amounts of the virus. Now, mind you, at present, this is an academic exercise. This platform is not yet ready to be distributed into the field and used in clinics around the world. But we are confident that this could eventually form the basis of a rapid diagnostic test for various pathogen outbreaks, including Ebola.
What is the output? In other words, when you do a pregnancy test, everyone knows they're looking for blue lines on a white background. When you run one of your tests, how do you know what is a positive and what is a negative?
It depends on the system that we set up, but the one that we're most commonly using is we have developed a sensor that when it turns on, it would produce an enzyme that would change the paper color from yellow to purple.
Could you also use it to look at the body's own biochemicals? For instance, could you do a test on somebody to see if they had X level of something in their body, or they were carrying a gene which gave them risk of Y disease?
Yes. So going beyond just, say, infectious disease applications, we've shown already that you can use this to, for example, sense physiological levels of glucose in a given sample. We were able to spot an already engineered glucose sensor onto paper and have it function in response to very low amounts of glucose and actually give you a readout of how much glucose is present. One could also envision using this in order to sense and diagnose the presence of complex diseases such as cancer.
Jim Collins from Harvard University with a wonderful piece of news, which he published this week in the journal Cell.